you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Never miss a minute, Mr. Evans. What'd you eat that you warned us about? Because I brought this up before. You. Why do you have gas? That's a stupid question.
Oh, I don't know.
None of us ever know. You're right.
Yeah,
I ate beans last week, two nights in a row, and never even let you guys up. I don't know what the hell happened. But then I could eat something decent.
You know, did you eat two
that's
kinds
the beautiful
of beans?
Thing about it is you never
I ate two
know.
Types of beans.
Yeah, you sent us a picture of that, right. Like, yeah. Warning us.
Yeah, my wife made like both refried, one with black, one with brown, and I ate them both. And
but you never know what's going to work.
No, you never know what's going to come out your ass. Unless you're like that guy that had that problem down there, which we won't get into. We knew what came out of his ass. How was your weekend, Mr. Evans? You any baseball games this weekend? Were they in town?
Yeah, I had one yesterday.
Now, it was funny. I was looking at Twitter, and I saw it was like the Omaha Storm Chaser Triple A Ball Club in our city, and Craig's one of the announcers there, the PA announcers. I saw it was like 14-10, five innings, and I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if Craig's doing that game.
Oh, yeah.
How long did it go?
It wasn't much over 3 hours, oddly enough.
But it was a lot of runs, but it was quick, I guess.
But it moved along, huh?
That's a lot of runs.
It's a lot of runs.
What was the final?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
14-12.
And I'm thinking,
something.
Oh, my God, we were joking about you doing games there and being there 4 or 5 hours. I'm thinking, this is a 14-10 game. It's got to be a long game.
It wasn't as long as I thought it was going to be for that score.
Got it. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Even though it did go the full nine.
Okay, it did. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they just leave pitchers in because they don't care at this point?
No.
Okay. So,
No.
Not 14-10.
No.
Not going to leave.
No.
Of course not.
They may have taken a pitcher out in the first inning or the second inning. Yeah. One of the pitchers might have made it into a second inning.
Okay. Got it.
Were you about to have to warm up, Craig?
Well, what they've done is.
There's only a three inning
game. This is the
thing. Game. That's crazy.
Well, it was a little bit more.
But even 3 hours is long.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, 320, something like that. But here's the thing. The major league clubs have instituted the 40-man roster.
Right.
It was 26, which means all the AAA, a lot of the AAA players
are gone.
Right. So now there's an influx of AA players, including AA pitchers.
And you knew any of the names?
No.
Okay.
But they're pitching in AA for a reason?
Well, they're working their way up or down, whichever.
Yeah. They may not be ready yet.
So a lot of home runs?
And a lot of runs.
A lot of runs, obviously. Okay. Right.
Obviously, yeah.
Any tough names?
Yes.
Any rolling your R's?
Yes.
You're pretty good about that.
I didn't have to roll any R's,
okay.
but yeah, there were some tough ones.
All right. Because I can't do that. I can't roll my own.
And how much time do you have to prepare for those tough pronunciations?
Individual time?
No, like you're probably seeing this team or these players for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Well, before the ball game.
Right. So you get to ask questions.
Before the ball game, I go talk to our radio guy.
Okay.
Did you ask did you say Evans, no relations, that guy playing still?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in.
Okay.
He wasn't in. I'd forgotten about that, too. Thank goodness.
Up the bat, Jim Evans, no relations.
No relations.
That would have been the best. You got to do that next year if he's still there. You're going to come up against another Evan sooner or later on somebody's team.
It's not uncommon.
No, that's not exactly.
It is not uncommon.
Any deaths over the weekend? Any celebrity deaths?
No, I didn't see
any celebrity stuff either. No.
No, it looks like everybody's perfectly healthy.
Is Andy Reid okay?
I was kidding. Yeah. They say he's recovering.
Yeah, they took him to
the
hospital.
In an ambulance?
Yeah, he's a big fat guy,
Yeah.
Probably not that great of shape. And his Chiefs are 1-2.
It was a hot day.
It was a hot day. Yeah, that's right. It was. Yeah.
They say he was treated for dehydration and expected to be fine.
That was it. Good. Okay. Good.
He did not address the media following the loss.
I hope not. He took him to the hospital. Well, give the guy a break.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He may not have been able to take the way his team looked.
Yeah. Well, they played a great team, but they did lose, and that's all that matters in the NFL is winning and losing.
Yeah,
and also,
struggling on defense.
That's all that matters in college, too. So Nick will be fun today. His teams were 0-2 this weekend.
What about the Royals? Yeah. Did the Royals win?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that one just doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't,
they're not in the playoff.
Doesn't help him.
No, they're not going to be in the
playoff.
Not
only didn't it matter, they played Detroit.
It also doesn't matter for the Royals like the Pirates since like May.
Yeah, the Pirates actually got a good win yesterday.
Yeah, they beat the Phillies, right, yeah. Play spoiler, huh? Yeah.
And that's it, yeah. Yeah. Then there was that 66-yard field goal. You apparently missed that.
No, I watched it live. I was flipping back and forth because the Steelers was over, and I was watching that game, and I was that in the Raiders game because I was rooting for Miami, and they were both coming down at the same time. But I saw the kick, and of course they're for the Lions because I hate the Ravens, and he kicks it, boing, and it bounces forward. Those Lions fans go, oh, Jesus, you know.
Yeah, if they were true Lions fans, that's exactly what they expected.
Yeah, well,
you know,
they're in the crowd. And they always have a good crowd there, man. I'll give Lions.
They do. Yeah. They're a hardcore bunch, right. But that's
and they came back in that game too. They were losing 17-0. That game was.
So there was a successful 66-yard field goal.
Yeah. Justin Tucker, but it hit the bar. I mean, it went through, but bounced straight up, but. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Went over.
Yeah. Went the crossbar and in.
Yeah.
Is that a record?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
by 2 yards.
Nobody ever tries it.
See,
you know?
I thought it was
nobody ever tries it.
No.
The announcers there said 65.
It'd be more than that if they all tried them. You can't try them, though, you know.
No, you can't because somebody might run it back.
Or block it. You have to kick it a little lower, exactly.
Which and that happened like an hour after somebody ran back a 68-yard attempt.
68?
Yesterday.
Was that at the end of the half?
At the end of the first half, yep. Mm.
Who's tonight?
Eagles Cowboys.
Yeah. Go Eagles. I don't root for the Eagles much. If they're playing the Cowboys, I'll root for the Eagles.
This is where I might switch over and check out the Peyton and Eli thing.
Oh.
Just for a minute. I want
to
see what they're doing.
Sleep. I didn't get any sleep last night. I'm tired as hell.
You stay up to the end of the game?
No, I didn't watch any of your game because I was really watched a lot too much football this weekend. So I watched some shows I did, but I was a little hungover yesterday, so I had a couple Bloody Marys. I fell asleep before 9 o'clock. Problem with falling asleep before 9 o'clock sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Then you wake up at 3.
Yeah,
and you toss and turn for an hour and a half.
Or you get up at 3 because that's when you get up.
Yeah.
Or that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Prepare stuff for the day.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
whatever.
You. I'm talking about me.
Whatever.
I'm talking about me. I was prepared.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, Craig.
Yeah. Whatever.
I didn't say you.
Whatever.
I said me.
Whatever. Yeah. Roman Catholic priest in Italy.
Play with somebody, right?
I don't know.
Or got caught.
Yeah.
Or got fired? Or they moved him to another parish.
Has been accused of stealing thousands.
Oh, cool. It's not boys.
Oh, then. Yeah. See, I saw
not
this.
Boys.
This happened, like, locally. Somebody. You know, this is when they put the hammer down in the Catholic Church. Some dude, high-ranking official, I forget what he was, but was embezzling money.
Oh, you can't take away their
money. And that's when they put the wood to you. You start taking their money. They don't even, they fire you. They don't even transfer you. They don't shuffle you around.
Oh, really?
They don't try to cover it up. They don't hide it. They take swift and decisive action if you steal money from the Catholic Church.
They're barely getting by, Todd. They need all the money they can get.
To pay lawsuits for getting playing with boys.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, they need that.
A Roman Catholic priest in Italy has been accused of stealing thousands from the church for drugs and gay sex parties at his home.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Gay sex parties.
So, they're getting him for the stealing.
A gay sex party.
Right.
But they're not pleased with why he was stealing it either, I imagine.
Man.
Police began to investigate the Reverend Francesco Spagnisi after police heard about his roommate importing GHB.
Oh, that's Todd says it. All the popper, all the gay guys love the poppers, right?
That's not the poppers.
Oh, that's right. Todd says the gay guys like the poppers.
The investigation reportedly revealed years of these parties where the priest and his roommate supplied various drugs. The priest allegedly took over $117,000 from church accounts and donations for the poor to fund his habits. He has been placed on house arrest, but not formally charged with any crimes quite yet.
Gay parties, man.
GHB, is that the date rape?
I think so.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I really.
So there were guys there unwillingly against, you know, that was
no,
that
they were
suck.
There willingly.
Yeah.
And some people take that drug willingly.
They do. I know.
So.
And they go, ooh, man. I'm only doing this because I'm high.
Anyone we know
in Italy
taking that drug willingly?
Oh, I'm unaware of it.
I don't know anybody who's.
Do they do it like, oh, I wouldn't be doing this gay sex stuff if I wasn't high.
Taking the GHB.
That stuck to the tape.
That's why they take it there, Craig.
You said that.
Oh, this is the third time I've been to one of these parties. It's only because I'm high, and you know, or I wouldn't be here. That's what it sounds like, an excuse drug. Yeah, drink dish.
No, I think a lot of people get violated on the GHB.
That's a date rape drug, man. Yeah. You know, my daughter's in college, and the girls have a thing where, you know, they don't, you know, you don't let you drink by yourself. They're smart nowadays.
Babysit your drink, right, or have someone do it for you.
Right.
What college did I just this morning I saw on the little crawl on the news, or some college that shut down all their frats because there were reports of people being drugged against their will at parties.
Yep. Believe me, I've had that conversation a few times.
Are you going to quit just leaving your drink around?
No.
Like, or are you going to keep leaving it around?
You think I wasn't really acting when I did that bit. That's why I'm at this party. I'm high. That's pretty much what I use. Oh, my God. Naked men everywhere. I wonder why. I'm here again.
Oh, the horror.
Must be that GHB I just took accidentally. Bless me, Father.
Or I'm going to sin.
And so are you.
Yeah, give this. Hope you gave this Sunday.
Oh, it was Northwestern.
Did you see all the Jesus crap and the game day signs because of Notre Dame?
Yes.
I turned it off. First, game day bores me after about 20 minutes anyway. I like the end of it.
Unless they're hammering one team.
But I didn't even see any of that. But just Jesus everywhere, you know? You know the sign they need, Craig.
No, they don't.
Yeah, yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Somebody's got to go to game day with a sucker Jesus sign.
They needed a counterpoint.
And put Craig Evans' name on that, or at least the Empire. Put Todd and Todd the Radio Empire up there. We need a pub.
Oh, I talked to someone who wears their Suck It Jesus shirt more often than I realized.
Yeah. The guy you talked about?
Yeah, but it's actually his nephew.
Okay.
Who wears it more often.
All right.
Who wears the shirt more often. Oh. He's amused by it. He will wear it to... apparently, he will wear it to school.
Oh, is he
really?
Out
to like high school or junior high school.
They don't tell him to take it home?
They haven't yet.
I'm surprised.
So am I.
Yeah,
you know, that's his that's his free speech.
He doesn't wear it too often, but he has more than once, apparently. Which I can't fathom.
Right.
I would never do that.
Not in school, probably.
Not to school.
Well, I know, because I would know they would just tell me just to take it off or move it.
Or something.
Right, exactly.
But he wears it around them. And
if they give him any crap, he should find a First Amendment lawyer and make a stink about
it.
Right. Oh, man.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, they would be freaking out. Letters to the editor. That's a Christian nation.
Right. All the free speech people would really.
Oh, yeah. Well, except for that.
Except for that.
Yeah.
You should be able to say whatever you want. Except for that.
Except for that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
One, two, three, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Plant-based pork is coming to U.S. restaurants, the latest offering from Impossible Foods.
I thought you were going to say porn.
I heard porn, too.
Yep.
That's on us.
Plant-based porn.
I'm thinking, we've heard it all, so why isn't there plant-based porn?
There probably is.
I totally heard that, too.
Oh, yeah. Vegan porn and, get your error 404 or something because we can't get
it. No, it just says website blocked.
Website blocked.
Filter on.
Yeah. Anything about alcohol is blocked as well.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah.
I just typed in alcohol and it said, no, you can't see that.
No.
See, I have a feeling they're not really going to make that a priority here.
They haven't.
We could ask,
even though we've asked them several times.
We need our porn. Yeah, Mr. Skin today, by the way.
That's one of those things.
We can't even get alcohol.
Yeah. We need to ask about 400
times. We
get
alcohol
times.
In the building.
Right. But we can't get it on our computers.
About 300 times.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll think about doing something about it.
Who knows?
No, we got to stay on them.
Can you type in priest porn?
You can, but it doesn't get you anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a rhetorical question. I already checked.
You can. So get your plant-based pork. There is vegan porn, certainly.
Yeah, but there's a lot of meat eating in porn, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Well, there's fish eating and there's hot dog eating, basically, in all kinds of porn.
Yeah, they're not really eating.
Right.
There's swallowing involved.
But I think
it's done right.
That's vegan.
True.
Have you even tried the Impossible stuff?
I've had Impossible Burger. I've had, yes.
Don't they have it at Burger King? Like
I had an Impossible Whopper a couple summers ago because I was in line and I'm thinking I'll try this. It was good, you know, because it had all the Whopper stuff on there.
Yeah,
it was good. But you know what though?
Here's the thing.
It just means you're not eating red meat.
Right.
And I mean, it's still fattening.
It's just it's still processed.
It's still processed food. It's not about that. It's about not eating red meat.
Yeah,
that's what it's about.
Well, and I think more than that, even it's about the environmental impact of the meat industry.
That's exactly
not
why.
Happening
now. Pork. Is good meat anyway for your system, I should say. It's the other white meat, obviously. But I'm sure it's pretty good, you know. And pigs fart and slop and ruin the world, too. So, sorry, a lot of farmers are listening. I apologize. My opinions won't change that. And by the way, I eat meat. Relax.
Just because you're a vegan or a vegetarian doesn't mean you're eating healthy. It just means you're not eating
meat. No, I know it
doesn't.
No. I know it doesn't.
You can still eat.
I know, but people don't like to eat red meat a lot. I don't eat much red meat.
I'm familiar with a person who is a vegetarian, but just eats a lot of crap.
Oh, yeah.
That just means.
Well, there's a lot of pasta involved. Right. That's not good for you.
She doesn't eat meat.
But a lot of people do it for a moral reason,
that's
too,
it.
And not a health reason.
Exactly right.
Know?
Oh, a lot of people do it for that reason, yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat dogs for a moral reason.
Yeah, good for you. I don't either.
I'd be wrong.
But some places do.
Yeah, which is sad. It's just sad. I realize it's their culture, but it's just kind of sad.
Yeah. To us, to our way of thinking.
Yeah, it's still sad because dogs are like the best. Yeah, they actually really are. I mean, Chapman has this great line, we don't deserve dogs. And there's these great videos of just, we don't deserve dogs. They're just too good for us, man. Except for the ones that bite you and kill you.
Which all of them want to do, I think.
Yeah, some
of them are able to squash that.
Right.
Chicago man with a long history of pretending to be a police officer facing prison time. Vincent Richardson sentenced to 3 years behind bars after pleading guilty to false impersonation of a peace officer. There were three incidents earlier this year where he pretended to be a Chicago police sergeant. He has yet to report to prison. He made headlines in 2009 when he passed himself off as a police officer at the age of 14.
Whoa.
And went on patrol with the real officer on the South Side.
Whoa. 14?
I have a vague memory of that. There's a young kid pretending to be a cop and got to go on a ride along.
Officer Doogie, what's up with that?
Exactly. He was 14, passed himself off as, I guess, at least 20.
I keep seeing a preview of it must be a Disney Channel thing. There's a Dr. Doogie in Hawaii,
which
is a hot chick.
Yeah, it's a new remake.
Hot chick who's like, what, 17 or 18?
I've seen it on the menu.
She looks older than 12.
I haven't clicked on it.
No, I'm not watching a Disney show. I'm not going to watch that. Does your daughter watch it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I think I read some interview with that chick.
But it's a little different. They're using the word Doogie, but she's not a 12-year-old.
No, she's a little older than that.
Because she's really cute, like teenage cute, like 17, 18.
But it's the same premise.
It is. Except she's hot and she's in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
Doogie Kamaloha, MD? I'm probably butchering that.
No, say it ain't
Which
so.
Island? Which island?
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Some people thought Neil Patrick Harris was pretty hot as Doogie.
He was like 12 in that, though.
Was he?
He was really young. That was the whole bit. He was probably about 14 or something like that.
Was he that old?
Yeah. Well, no, I think they had him be like a 12-year-old guy, right?
No, I think
on the original series? I mean, the original year?
Young.
Yeah, he was.
No,
yeah,
that was
sure. That was the thing. He was a really smart young doctor.
I thought his character was at least in high school.
I just don't recall.
How old was
Doogie Howser?
I thought he was like 14. The character was like 14.
That's 15. What I thought, 14 maybe, okay. Yeah.
Looks like he was 16 when the show started.
No, he was, but how the character was. That whole point of that show was he was a boy genius who became a doctor at like 14, you know?
Which wouldn't work today. I'd walk right out. You're 14? I'm sorry. Give me an old guy.
You're right.
Unless you had no other choice.
I mean, Dr. Mina's taking crap sometimes because she's an Indian girl. Some racist a-hole said stuff to her.
Yeah, according to this, it says in the show, Doogie was 14 when he became a doctor.
All right.
Florida woman still in disbelief.
There's your Doogie Howser talk this morning. I apologize for that.
Florida woman found an iguana in her toilet.
Ooh.
Michelle Bennett.
That's why you look in that toilet before you sit down.
Said she went to the bathroom in the early morning, lifted the lid, spotted the large lizard inside the toilet. She tried flushing it down, but the iguana was too big.
Yeah. You can't flush the iguana.
No.
She called the iguana trapper.
That's about a three flusher there.
Yeah.
The iguana.
Who said it likely got in through a vent in the roof.
It just fell into the toilet.
I don't know. Well, she had to lift the lid.
Yeah, lift the lid.
There's a happy to see me joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, there is.
The iguana was removed from the toilet and released.
Is that an iguana in your toilet? Or are you just happy to see me?
It's not a funny joke.
No.
And doesn't make any sense.
But it's a happy to see me joke.
It is a great one.
And
right,
both can be true.
Yeah. Is that an iguana in your toilet? Are you just happy to see me? I'm sorry. That's Monday funny, though.
You're encouraging him.
I know.
You're encouraging
him. Sorry, man. We're bad influences on each other, all of us. All right, I'm back. Mr. Skin later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.